Good morning, family and friends. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today. Today is the 20th of February already, 2024. Amen. Today I'm going to release a word, refresh yourself in my word. And this word, this is a word out of my book called It's God's Word, Not Mine. The Lord says, at this moment you feel weary and you feel worn. You have sought me and you feel as though you are just spinning your wheels and nothing is happening. Though it seems that all is quiet and not much is happening, I have called you to walk by faith, not by sight. Though you see nothing happening, even feel as though there is nothing happening, even feel as though you are at a stalemate, I have been working on your behalf. You have sown into the kingdom time and time again, and I, the Lord thy God, am sowing into your life right now better things than what you're feeling, better things than what you're sensing. You've seen my hand at work, and I am changing your position. Your heart has been tried in this time, tried by fire. I have found you are one who is faithful and hungry for the eternal rather than the temporal. Within yourself, you are feeling unfulfilled, and that's okay. There are times coming in the near future when things in your life are about to change. Be not weary in well-doing. Depression and all that has caused you to feel like you are walking in darkness is not of me, says the Lord. Come up higher. Lift up the hands which hang down at your sides, beside your knees. Make straight paths for your feet, and let that which is lame among you be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Once again, fix your eyes and your focus upon me. You have seen what I've done for you, how I carried you on eagle's wings, how I brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a peculiar treasure in me above all people. All the earth is mine, says the Lord. You shall be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which you will speak to my children, when and whom I have called, says the Lord. Walk forward and put all of your trust in me. We have walked hand in hand for a while, and as you have grown weary, this is the time I'm lifting you up. I'm lifting you up to the next level. I'm saying, come on up here, higher. Arise with new strength. At this moment, you are being awakened on the inside, and there is a new thing happening within you, within your heart, within your soul, coming alive in a new way. The breath of life breathing upon you. My children, I am taking you to higher ground. Will you trust me? Just trust me. In due season, I have a revelation, a fresh word, a fresh water for you. I have fresh strength for you. I told my people, do not cry out with murmurings, for I have confirmed my people to be a people to me forever. It is I who have brought you this far. It is I who will receive the glory. Will the clay say to him that fashioned it, why have you made me this way? Woe to him that says to his master, what are you making? Or to the woman who have you brought forth, this is what I, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. Ask me of things to come, concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command you me, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, with my hands, have done this. My children, I have a plan in your life that far outweighs anything you can think or even imagine. I am the master potter. I form the clay as I choose. Go, and as you look to me, I will begin to unfold the plans I have for you. There is a way that you are compelled to go. I've not called you to go in that way at this moment. I, the Lord thy God, have worked far better plans as you have looked to me. I will take you to that place. Trust and obey me. I will make around my heel a blessing. I will cause the showers to come down in its season for you. There shall be showers of blessings. You of the field will yield your fruit, and the earth will yield her increase. You shall be safe in your land, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of the yokes and delivered you out of the hand of those that save themselves. You are mine. Refresh yourself in my word. Watch and see. I am taking your weariness away. I am bringing freshness to you. Seek me with all of your heart. Many showers of blessings are coming. The treasures of heaven are far greater than any earthly treasure. As these words are spoken, you sense the stirring of my spirit within you. That is the stirring I have created within you to bring you into a better land, a higher land, a greater land. Get ready, says the Lord. Your borders are being expanded. Refresh yourself in my word. Let me say that again. Refresh yourself in my word. For I have a sense that many of you have not stayed in the word of God, and that is why many of you are feeling stale. Now that was me that just said that, Gail that just said that. And as I close this prophetic word, the last line of it, find your strength. It is freely given to each of you, my own, who will seek me with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul. Amen.